Nikki Strong. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting. Russian President Vladimir Putin has called for economic sanctions against Turkey 4 days after Turkey shot down a Russian fighter jet near the Turkey-Syria border. Mr. Putin signed a decree which restricts Russian imports of some Turkish products, prohibits extensions of contracts for Turks working in Russia, and impacts the operations of Turkish companies in Russia.
Yaşanan hadiseden dolayı.
Earlier on Saturday, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan voiced regret about Turkey's downing of the Russian plane, saying his country was truly saddened by the incident and wished it had not occurred. The Islamic State-linked group Boko Haram has claimed responsibility for a suicide bombing in northern Nigeria that killed at least 22 people marching in a procession of Shiite pilgrims. That blast near the city of Kano came just days after two female bombers blew themselves up, killing at least 14 people and wounding more than 100 others, all of that in the city of 2.1 million residents. Extremist attacks in the region have become routine in recent months, despite promises by Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari to crush the homegrown militant group. United Nations condemned in the strongest terms a rocket attack on a U.S. base in Kidal, northern Mali, which killed two U.N. peacekeepers and a civilian contractor, injured at least 20 others. The French news agency reports a senior member of the al-Qaeda-linked Islamist group Ansar al-Din claimed responsibility for the violence, saying the attack was, in his words, in response to the violation of our lands by the enemies of Islam. The claim could not be independently verified. This is VOA News. Pope Francis continuing his three-nation Africa tour, moving from Uganda today to the Central African Republic. On his second day in Uganda on Saturday, the Pope visited a youth event. Sergino Rosblad was there.
It was a cheerful atmosphere, with the Pope attracting a large crowd at the Kololo Airstrip youth event. Many young Ugandans wanted to see the leader of the Catholic Church from up close. But the event was more than just a celebration of the Pope's visit. Many hoped to learn from the pontiff, like 23-year-old Tom Asaba.
We have a lot to learn from him, especially in the world of temptation. The youth are having a lot of temptations at the moment, and we believe him giving us a word of hope, it can really transform the youth in Uganda.
Young Ugandans, who make up 70% of the country's population, face many issues, including widespread unemployment. The changing climate and the role humans play is also a matter of concern to some youth, and they believe that the Catholic Church, led by the Pope, can offer ways to change. Sergio Rosblad for VOA News, Kampala.
Philippines has received two new fighter jets from South Korea, marking what the military calls a return to the supersonic jet age. 10 years ago, the Philippine Air Force retired its 10 remaining F-5 fighter jets, whose maintenance had grown costly. Purchase of the new FA-50 trainer jets made by a Korean company is the first order for fighter aircraft in nearly four decades. Lieutenant Colonel Rolando Conrad Pena is a pilot in the Philippines Air Force.
Of course, we are very much elated and we are very proud that we have this state-of-the-art aircraft. We've flown a push-pull cable, a subsonic aircraft, the S-211, now that we have the FA-50. It ushers in a new history.
FA-50 has night vision imaging, which is good for night or day missions, and can be outfitted with short-range missile-to-missile or air-to-ground missiles, among other combat features. $420 million acquisition is part of the military's five-year $1.8 billion upgrade program, also part of the Philippines' plan to form a minimum credible defense posture in the face of China's increasingly assertive stance in the South China Sea. Here in the U.S., the federal government is ending its bulk collection of data from the telephone calls of millions of Americans, move following a controversy that erupted with disclosures about the secret program by former government contractor Edward Snowden. U.S. National Security Agency, in charge of the bulk telephone metadata program, is replacing the practice with a more tightly targeted surveillance method. Under the expiring bulk data program, the government collected information about calls, including their duration and the phone numbers, but did not collect or monitor it, recorded, or collected any other information.
That's the latest world news from VOA.